All right, and now it is time for our next presentation in the MegaCast on Battling the Ransomware Scourge. And this session comes from Clumio. And presenting for Clumio is Ari Paul, Director of Product Marketing. So I'm going to turn things over to Ari.
Excellent. Thank you, and it's great to be here. Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining. As mentioned, my name is Ari, and I lead the product marketing team at Clumio. Clumio, we specialize in ransomware recovery for public cloud environments. So, you know, if you are responsible for data protection, resilience, backups, DR, or business continuity, and you have a public cloud environment, you've come to the right session. So here's what I plan to cover today. You know, as part of this ransomware recovery megacast, I want to specifically cover details of ransomware in the public cloud. First, I'd like to dig into the commonly held notion that public cloud is somehow immune from ransomware, or that ransomware attacks predominantly happen on-prem. And then after we talk about that, I can share some insights around what the big public cloud providers recommend to their customers to improve their ransomware recovery or ransomware resilience posture. And then throughout this presentation, I will make sure to share real-life examples and customer stories around ransomware recovery in the public cloud. All right, so speaking of, you know, real-world examples, right, let me start by sharing a few recent cases of ransomware attacks in the public cloud, and this should dispel any myths that your data in public cloud is somehow immune from ransomware. Now, looking at the slide, one might ask, hey, if ransomware is so common in the public cloud, how come we don't hear about it as often, right? Well, the reason is, you know, publicly disclosing the details of your cloud environment after a ransomware attack actually leaves you vulnerable to even more attacks. So it's not necessarily in the victim's best interest to announce that their AWS or Azure environment was breached. Now, if they're compelled to do so by a regulatory agency, they might. If there's investigative journalism, some of which I've picked up here, then, you know, it comes out in the public domain. But in most cases, yeah, we don't hear about it too often, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't happen, right? So let's talk about two specific examples, I think, that kind of represent the state of ransomware in public cloud. So the first example on the right of your screen, you'll see Twilio, you know, the world leader in customer engagement platforms. Their environment was recently breached through a misconfigured S3 bucket. And routing data that was stored in that bucket was maliciously modified. The attackers injected a traffic redirector that was associated with a malvertising campaign. And then just last year, Uber, one of their third-party providers' AWS environment was hit, and many driver records and details were stolen. Interestingly, it was their backup environment that was exposed, which is, you know, usually expected to be encrypted and unreadable by external actors. So things still happen in the public cloud. And the point of sharing this with you is to convey that if this can happen to extremely well-funded and capable IT teams, it can probably happen to any one of our companies. And we better be prepared for that, right? I do want to make it clear that rarely, if ever, is it the cloud provider's fault when stuff like this happen? You know why? It's because of the shared responsibility model. Now, the shared responsibility model is the iron law of data protection and recovery in the public cloud. It states that the cloud provider is responsible for the uptime of their services, which includes physical security of their data centers and availability zones, the uptime of their compute servers, the resilience of their storage hardware, networking equipment, and so on. So one way to put this would be that the cloud provider is responsible for the security of the cloud, which means that you, as the cloud provider's customer, are responsible for security in the cloud. This means that securing your applications and data from things like ransomware is your responsibility. The safety, security, and availability of your data are always under your purview, even in the public cloud. Now, what this means is that you need to put the right cybersecurity safeguards in place to prevent attacks in the first place, but also making sure that your data is backed up, encrypted, safely access controlled, immutable, and preferably air-gapped. All right, so you know, all this is to say that please, like if there's one thing that you want to take away from this presentation is that don't confuse infrastructure durability with data resilience in the cloud. You know, just because your S3 environment is naturally triple replicated across availability zones and has 11 nines of durability does not mean that your data on S3 is safe from ransomware by default. You are the owner of your data, and you have to put the appropriate safeguards in place. Okay, so now that we have kind of established the basic principles of the shared responsibility model, let's take a look at what the cloud providers themselves recommend. So if you just type in ransomware AWS or ransomware Azure on Google or whatever search engine, you will find some really high quality guidelines and frameworks that these cloud providers have put together. And most of them actually align very well with the five pillars of the NIST cybersecurity framework as shown in the screenshot. Now, you know, we've had some great presenters on today's megacast on how to identify and prevent ransomware. But as I mentioned earlier, our focus at Clumio is all about recovery. So if your prevention safeguards have failed and your systems have been compromised in the public cloud, then what is your last line of defense? So from here on, my presentation will be focused exclusively on that. Okay. So when it comes to ransomware recovery, there are basically just three key principles that you need to keep in mind. Your ransomware recovery toolchain has to be fast, safe, and simple. Remember, when a ransomware attack happens, every second matters. And by ensuring your recovery strategy is designed to cater to these three principles, regardless of your workloads, you give yourself more than a fair shot at getting back up and running quickly. So let's explore these principles in detail. Number one is fast, right? Your recovery toolchain needs to get your data and systems back to a normal operational state as soon as possible. End of story. Now, this means that application consistent recoveries and fast data rehydration are paramount. The recovery time for your critical data needs to be measured in minutes, not days. And while automated application level restores are great, the tool chain needs to also be intuitive enough for the human operator as well. So the data recovery process not only needs to be automated, but fast to kick off and easy to manage or supervise should it come to that. The second principle is safe, right? The safety of your data. Now, this should go without saying, but your backups need to always be encrypted and immutable. Your backups are your last safe haven. And if they are compromised, there is very little you can do to avoid permanent data deletion or corruption. So logical air gapping is another good practice for public cloud. Some might ask, like, why logical and not physical? Right. So in the context of public cloud, physical air gapping can actually get in the way of recovery times, and physical air gaps sometimes expose your data to the public internet during a backup or restore process because it's being taken out of the backbone of your primary cloud provider. Logical air gaps, on the other hand, reside within the backbone of the cloud provider, but in a separate security sphere. So outside of your enterprise security controls and credentials and encryption. And logical air gaps generally strike a good balance between data isolation and recovery times. And finally, your access controls obviously need to be, you know, fine-grained and based on zero trust. The final pillar or principle of ransomware recovery in public cloud is simplicity. You know, this is one of the most overlooked elements of ransomware recovery, and you need to remember that when your company's future is on the line, you cannot afford to be spending time going through user manuals. Rollbacks need to be simple. Restore policies need to be baked into your CI/CD pipelines. And your restore defaults should be implemented to be deployment ready at any time. All right. So you know, now that I've talked about the key principles of ransomware recovery for the public cloud, let me just spend like a couple of minutes introducing you to Clumio, which is the world's most advanced ransomware recovery platform for public cloud. You see, Clumio was built on the same exact architectural principles that I laid out in the last slide, which is the speed of recovery, the safety of your data, and the simplicity of operation. So let's just talk about these. First comes speed. So Clumio not only sets the benchmark in terms of restore speeds in the public cloud, but it also generally performs 10x better than its nearest competitor for any public cloud workload that we support. Now, obviously, you know, these are tall claims. So let me take you into a kind of the back end of how we do it. The thing is, while most backup and recovery products for public cloud are built on EC2 or, you know, Azure VM or server-based architectures, Clumio is built as a serverless data processing pipeline that scales dynamically with demand. So the core innovation at Clumio is a proprietary serverless orchestration engine, which is essentially the Kubernetes, essentially the equivalent of Kubernetes, but for Lambda functions, which can spin up and orchestrate hundreds of these decoupled functions to restore your data in like in a massively parallel fashion. So that's about the speed. So next comes safety. Data on Clumio is undeletable. There's literally no delete button on the platform. And at the back end also, there are no delete functions unless with the explicit written DocuSign permissions from the customer. So if you have a legal requirement to delete something, we'll delete it. But if there is a malicious actor that's, you know, in the unthinkable situation where they've hacked into your environment and ours, they still can't delete your data. Data backed up by Clumio is air-gapped by design. It's fully immutable. It's always encrypted with both your keys, as in your our customers' keys and Clumio keys, and multi-factor access controlled. Each action is audited and authenticated, and you know all of these actions are consolidated into a ransomware recovery posture report that you can consume on demand or on schedule. And finally, Clumio is radically simple when it comes to ransomware resilience, with no complex licensing, installations, software licensing, or hardware deployments. Customers usually start backing up their data in about 10 to 15 minutes. During a recovery, customers can either search, directly SQL query, or simply browse a calendar to the last safe point in time and restore exactly the data that they need for their application to recover. Clumio also has this unique capability called Instant Access that helps customers applications establish a secure connection to backed up data during an outage so that these applications can stay up and running even in the face of a ransomware attack. While meanwhile, a full restore and a full rehydration to a secondary safe environment takes place in parallel. So you don't have to wait for a full restore to take place. Applications can connect directly to your backup data and stay alive, so to speak. So those are, again, the architectural principles of Clumio. But, you know, I'm once again, this presentation was more about ransomware recovery in public cloud, not necessarily a Clumio pitch. So if you need to check out the product, you know, I think it's best you try it for yourself. Just head over to the AWS Marketplace or clumio.com/try to give it a spin. Or if you need references, you know, Clumio is proud to have some of the world's leading enterprises as our customers. So whether you're an IT leader at a Fortune 500 company or you're just building out the IT infrastructure at a startup, you will find a peer in Clumio's customer list. So just head over to clumio.com/customers and you'll find an equivalent there. So to round this out, let me just share, you know, three real life examples around ransomware recovery to make all of this kind of more relatable. And again, I've organized this by the three principles we talked about, the speed of data recovery, the safety of data residence, and the simplicity of operations. All right. So first, let's start with there's a company called LexisNexis. They are the world's leading legal services company, and they keep critical court cases, legal verdicts, and intelligence in a petabyte scale S3 data lake, right, on AWS. Now, obviously, you know, this data is not just critical to protect, but RTO, the recovery time of this data in case of a disruption is essential because this data powers customer-facing applications for this company. Now, question is, how long does it take for, you know, to recover a data lake that is like, you know, 800 TB to a petabyte? Well, if you used traditional backup and recovery tools like they were using, it would take about 4 to 5 days, right? Best case scenario. But when they switched over to Clumio's instant access solution, they were able to reduce this recovery time to a few hours, which was over a 90% improvement. The world's largest automotive commerce company, they're called Cox Automotive, and they have a bunch of subsidiaries like Mannheim Auto. They integrated Clumio into their CI/CD pipeline. So now, you know, every new AWS account or application that writes data to their, you know, RDS or S3 environment is automatically backed up in an air-gapped and immutable fashion, completely isolated from their primary and therefore isolated from the risks of ransomware. And finally, you know, there's an edtech upstart called Parchment in the US, and they used Clumio to simplify their ransomware resilience posture, wherein they consolidated all of their backups onto a single air gap platform. And they used it to pass their DR audit and essentially prove SOC 2 compliance. So that kind of rounds up, you know, the things that I had to share about ransomware recovery with respect to public cloud. So I'll definitely hang out for a few minutes to answer any questions, but I'm also available at this email ID, demo@clumio.com. Clumio also has a ransomware recovery checklist that we provide to our strategic customers, but I'm happy to give it away for free today. Just scan this QR code to get your copy. Thanks once again for your time, and happy to take any questions.
All right, thanks, Ari. Thanks. That was a clear architectural overview and strong case studies there. Appreciate it. Are you ready for some questions?
Can you hear me okay still?
Yeah. Yep, I hear you. All right. Yep. While we see what questions are coming in here, I'll just put up. We're gonna have two poll questions during this Q&A portion. This one about which cloud are you using for your production applications, and then there will be another question after that. So I'll just leave this up for a bit. But Ari, our first question here is, I already do out-of-account snapshots to air-gap my data. What's the advantage with Clumio?
Yeah, we actually get this question often from our customer base when we start talking to them. So out-of-account is always a good idea. But remember, out of account is still within your overall enterprise security sphere. So if someone has, you know, spearfished their way into your systems, they can still get to your backups. Like we heard about the Okta breach, last week? So if they have found a way into your security sphere, your out of account, so-called air-gapped backups are still at risk. So that's one reason why you probably want to logically air-gap your data. Secondly, there are certain compliance regulations that actually require you to do air gap backups, wherein backups and production environments need to reside in separate security domains altogether. So once again, like logical air gaps in those situations is a nice medium between like out of account versus like physical air gaps. And finally, even with like trying to do air gaps with out of account, you have to manage your own snapshots and operate your own encryption keys. You have to manage immutability. You have to do your own data life cycling and essentially manage multiple compliance postures across these multiple accounts, which is never fun. So, all of these reasons, out of account is a good first step, but it's not an equivalent to the security that a logical air gap provides.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And I'm about to close up this poll, but I'll just note that if you look at the percentages there, Ari, I can't share this with the audience, but I can talk through it. It lines up, with the audience pretty clearly. Right along with the market share numbers. AWS is number one, Azure is number two, and GCP is number three. But we did have a question coming in from the audience. There was. About does Clumio backup Microsoft Azure and Microsoft 365?
We do backup Microsoft 365 actually, you'll hear about like we're adding more and more resources. Our product roadmap is is actually super active. So over the next 6 months, we will expand our coverage in Microsoft significantly.
Oh, cool. Great. I think you're breaking news for a lot of the audience. So that's awesome. Rhonda has a question. If data is stored, and I should mention, I've put up the next poll. So if this one is about additional information that you'd like from the Clumio solution. But Ari, Rhonda's question is, if data is stored on-prem in a NAS and in AWS, in your opinion, which one is more vulnerable?
Well, so prior to Clumio, I've actually spent some time working at a backup company that did on-prem backups very well, as well as VMware. My perspective is that there are a lot of there are fewer things that generally go wrong in when your data is in public cloud, because there's just like less of it for you to manage. As I laid out in the shared responsibility slide earlier, things like physical security, things like uptime of storage hardware, uptime of core software services, infrastructure software services, these belong in the cloud providers' responsibility domain, so they take care of a lot of that for you. So in general, Clumio recommends that regardless of whether it's file systems or scale out object storage or block storage, we generally recommend that if you have a choice, you run it in the public cloud. Obviously, not all customers can do that because they have data sovereignty, data residency requirements. But if you have a choice, we do recommend public cloud environments.
Okay. Hey, we've got another great question here. They're asking, if you're built on AWS, how can you be cheaper than using AWS's own backup tools?
Yeah, that's a good one. So I touched upon this in the slides, but Clumio is architected very differently from standard backup and recovery tools, including AWS Backup's own tools. Now, we do not have many stateful functions in our data path. So, given we're completely, our data processing pipeline is completely stateless based on Lambda functions, we only spin up these functions when needed. This essentially leads to a lot of savings for us on the compute side of things, because we don't have these heavy file systems that we need to run on EC2 servers that are deployed in customers' accounts. And we essentially pass on those savings to the customer. Moreover, at the back end, we use only scale out object storage. So regardless of what the protected workload is, it resides in default immutable scale out object storage, which is generally cheaper than, file storage or block storage. And on top of that, we run a bunch of storage optimizations as well at the back end to ensure that, backups, snapshots, files, objects, they're all sort of compressed, tarballed, deduplicated in certain instances, and essentially compacted. And then once again, we pass on those savings back to the customer. So both from the compute side and the storage side, given we're architected pretty differently, we're able to pass on a lot of savings to the customers.
Gotcha. Hey, you mentioned Clumio serverless. We've got somebody here wondering, can you describe what exactly you mean by that?
Yeah. So, if you have ever deployed a backup tool in the public cloud, whether it's native or third party, you'll be familiar with having to deploy clusters or software agents in your own account, right? And that essentially includes configuring VPCs and essentially paying for the compute and storage out of your own pocket, and then paying a license fee to the third party. But Clumio is serverless in the sense that there's no installation of any kind of server clusters on your side. Clumio only requires IAM permissions, which are obviously auditable and authenticated. And all the backup functions, right, such as ingestion, indexing, crawling, partitioning, compression, rehydration, like all of this is handled by Clumio on Clumio servers, completely isolated from the customer. So not only the cost, but we also take the burden of managing these backup servers away from the customers, hence the term serverless.
Okay. All right. Super. Well, Ari, I think we're going to have to leave it there, but what was that URL again to try Clumio?
It's just clumio.com/try.
Super. That's simple and easy. Love it. And then there was the demo at clumio.com email as well. And also, don't forget, everybody, there's a handout in your handout section from Clumio, which is a paper on recovering from ransomware attacks. So a bunch of great resources there. Ari, thank you so much for coming on and bringing us up to speed on Clumio. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Your company runs on data, but all that data can be lost in an instant. Cloud platforms provide durable infrastructure, but you alone are responsible for your data. So, how do you protect your company's most valuable resource? Meet Clumio, a cloud-native data protection service that makes your data undeletable. Clumio automatically discovers and backs up your cloud data, secures it with an air gap, and proactively detects anomalies to keep the threats out. While your cloud ops team focuses on core business, Clumio ensures data resilience, simplifies compliance, and delivers instant recovery when you need it most. With Clumio, you can protect exabytes of data and billions of objects, yet find the exact version of a single file and recover it in minutes. Clumio doesn't just save your data. It saves you time, costs, and in worst-case scenarios, it can save your business. Builders in the cloud trust Clumio. Experience the difference today. Learn more at clumio.com and sign up for a free 30-day trial.